I was just speaking about the chastity of life, which is the most important part of the spiritual life, you see. Spirituality cannot dawn, I would say, on a mind which is driven, attracted to the outgoing faculties, to the outward enjoyments. Out of the five outgoing faculties, eyes, ears, nose, touch and taste, three are most powerful. Eyes. Through eyes, lust attacks us, 80%. Through ears, 14%. And through touch, oneness. So how to maintain chastity, that's the point. Just control your attention. You see, mind and outgoing faculties derive their power from whom? From us, your soul. And the outward expression of soul is what? Attention. So if our attention is riveted at the center of the soul, in the body, and we may make the best use of the outgoing faculties. For you look somebody, just because you need to be looking at them, even with your open eyes. Somebody might be relating you long stories of vicious things. You just control your attention. You may not be, even with your open ears, you won't hear. So how to maintain chastity, that's the point. You can avoid, I tell you, hearing also. You can live, but you cannot. How can you know? There are brothers, sisters, everybody. You look, everybody. So we derive effects from outside. And wherever our attention goes, we are affected by the radiation of those with whom you come in touch. If they are pure, they are sorry. If not, you got that radiation. So how to be air-conditioned, I would say. There's heat outside, there's cold outside. What should we do? We should have air-conditioned rooms. If you become centered within your own self by withdrawing your attention from outside and from the body below even, then you would like to see through this window, you might see, at your will, self-centered. You won't have the effects of others. But as we are given up to outward, through the outgoing faculty, to outward attachment, naturally we receive impressions from outside. So to be pure, you see, this is the ground on which God manifests. That is why Christ said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And he addressed those people who are less than the dogs. They're just quoting, you see. So, how to be above these things? Tolstoy, Lao Tzu, Buddha, Christ, and other all saints, masters, they always gave out in their own words this very thing. You must be pure at heart. So unless you be pure in heart, as I told you, out of the abundance of heart a man speaks, what you speak is already what you got within you. If your thoughts are within you, you are pure. Then naturally whatever will go out of you through mouth or through radiation, that will have the same effect as any wind which comes striking some fire, touching by some heart, that will be hot. If it comes in touch with the snow, then that will carry cold. Similarly, whatever we speak, whatever we radiate, that carries the effect of our own, what is within us. That is why it is said, man speaks of the abundance of one's thoughts, you see. How to control? Everybody says, be chaste, observe celibacy, thoughts, etc. And for that, the only criterion, I say, I will say, the only specific remedy for that is what? Be self-centered. Self-centered. It is we who give power to the mind. It is we who give power to the outgoing faculty. It is we see is good or bad outside. If we become self-centered, we may make the use of our outgoing faculty, whichever we like. Now we are driven away, attracted by outside things, you see, like anything. So you are self-centered, somebody may touch you. You are not affected. You are air-conditioned. But if you touch those who are not air-conditioned, they will carry effect. So for that, all masters have enjoined very strict secularly, don't touch anybody. Don't look into the eyes of others. These are the outward, some precautions, you see, to save you. Just like a tree is to be cut, first the branches is shorn off, branches. It is easier to cut the stem. So these are precautions only to cut off branches. But the whole thing will depend on being self-centered. You follow me? What you call here sotvant. Get your attention centered within you. You are. Outward expression of soul is called attention, or sort. If you become self-centered, you can make use of anything of your outgoing faculty at your own will and pleasure. Now we cannot do that. We are driven like anything. So you are in the world, you see everybody, this and that thing. So only precaution, don't look into the eyes of others, you will be saved. But still, their main remedy lies there. Specific remedy, I would say, by being air-conditioned. Then you may come in touch with anybody, like a man who is just as an incantation man. He lives among the snakes, and snakes don't bite him. And the man who has gotten not that power, then any who will pass between the snakes, they will be poisoned. You follow my point, what I want to bring out to you. So being self-centered is the main thing. That will come up in due course by regular devotion of time to the spiritual practice. By hearing the sound, you are cut off from outside. By seeing the light within, you are cut off from outside, from the body and the outgoing faculties even. The more you are successful in doing that all at once, my master, some doctor, came to just examine him. He says, yeah, how you say that you are withdrawn from the body? You see? All right, you examine me if you like, then he became self-centered. He couldn't examine him. There no, even the blood circulation very slow. No, it is attention which gives life to the body. Everything. This we have forgotten. We are engaged in outward practices, you see, which are concerning the outgoing faculties. You may do for hundreds of years. That carry you good acts or bad acts, that will react. But unless you become self-centered, I will again say, you cannot be saved by outward attachment. So main thing, how to be pure. Be self-centered. If you want to make use of your eyes, use it, otherwise not. That is the self-centered man, I would say, or he is called a saint. He comes in touch with you, sometimes pets you, sometimes just looks at you mercifully. But that doesn't mean that he is driven by you. He influences others because he is competent. We are influenced by others. That's a bit. That's a vast difference between a saint and other saint. You say, well, he is sitting, he talks to us jolly sometimes. Well, do you mean to say he is attracted by you? Not the least. That allows only to attract others to come on the right way. That's all. So there is a vast difference between a man who is self-centered. Self-centeredness comes only, time factor is necessary. See, Rome was not built in a day. Every saint has his past and every sinner future. These are the things which we have to grasp and make the best use of it. You see? Be self-centered, and for that you must be regular in your practices. All through day you go with your attention centered within you. And so you can use this and that. I learned this secret from Napoleon's life. I've read more than 300 sites, great men's life. He is a very self-centered man, I tell you. At night, at about 2 in the morning, he was writing the proceedings of a primary school. Morning was the Waterloo. You see, fight was to take place. He was so self-centered. In the morning at about 8 o'clock in the morning, he was just walking in the corridor. And the minister was there looking, here. What are you after? Sir, it is right at 9 o'clock. Oh, that is at 9 o'clock. It is 8 now. You see how self-centered it is. So I have been reading biographies of many saints. I had read only two subjects, active subjects and the biography. We learn something from every man's life. Man is not made great by learning something in his head, you see. It is something what he has brought out in his own life, you see. You follow my point now? Everybody lays great stress on being chaste. Still with all that we are not chaste. Reason, atmosphere is poison. The people whom we touch, they are poison. So it is better if you get the company of a good self-centered man. If not, then better leave alone. Only make the best use of the things. That's all. These things are referred to in the books, not given clearly, cut and dried as I am just putting before you. You want to be pure? All right. Be self-centered. That's all. The diaries will help you as cutting the branches of a tree. Otherwise, they say when a fruit is fallen from the tree or cut off from the tree, taken off, then what is a fruit cannot remain fresh. It can remain fresh so long as it is kept untouched by the hand of man. If it touches, it cannot have its freshness for a longer time. There is one way out. Keep it in honey. That won't be spoiled. The honey is the love of God, love of the Master. In that can remain safe, quite fresh, otherwise not. Unless the fruit is touched by the hand of man, you see, it cannot remain fresh. The only way to keep it fresh is to keep it in the honey. Masters have given so many examples to bring home these things, you see, but simply read through and go on like anything, you see. We should understand, we should see how we can have that very thing in our own lives. Just like two glasses, you may say, of iron, of glasses, any plates or anything which are made of glass, and they are just carried together, they break. You remain touched, you naturally, by touch, you will have the same radiation as the other man has got. Unless you have got self-centered, you cannot avoid the influence of another. So we have to learn swimming in water or on the dry land. We have to be in the world, yet out of it. And to achieve that success is to be self-centered. You follow my point? So the company of such a person who is like that, you see, that radiation of that life, you'll benefit more. Mala Rung says, if you have a company of a saint like that, only such like saints are referred to in the scriptures, not the so-called saints, the world is overflowing with them, flooded with these so-called saints. Then if you sit by him for an hour, the effect that you will have by radiation or by direct attention, you will have more advancement, progress, more effect than by if you put in hundreds of years in devotion. Because once you are sitting by fire, all your cold will go. See, when you sit by a snowy mountain, naturally you will have cold, all heat will go. So society or the company of the saints gives wonderful things, like flowers kept in a room, perfumed. The whole room, but air will be perfumed. They are lying only at one place, by radiation. If you keep it in clothes, clothes will be perfumed. If you keep it in water, water will be perfumed. If you keep it in the dust, dust will be perfumed. Similarly, where a man with self-centered, you see, is there, the atmosphere is charged. In that atmosphere you can have very easy understanding, clear-cut things, and also more progress. You get impetus from there by the atmospheric radiation. That is, people run hundreds and thousands of miles to have the company of a saint. And there when we go, what we do? We do not derive the full benefit of the company. Why? Because our whole attention is not riveted in the mind. You will have full benefit. If you are going there seeing what he eats or what he drinks and what he not, you may or may not, he is self-centered. And generally anything man who is on the way, satokhrak or very, I mean that does not flare up passions with them, you do that such like foods or anything. So when you are at the feet of Master, you should strike no friendship with anybody, simply whole friendship with the Master. Whole attention should be there, all through. And what does he say? Does he ask you to leave the world and go to deserted places? Not the least. He says, live in the world, keep, be self-centered. God has united you, some as brother, some as sister, some as mother, father, friend. Well, it is God who has united, well, behave like that as a what matter of devotion, because God has done, you love God, if God has united you with them, then pay off fully as best as you can. But all the same, you should be detached. You see, unless you are detached while doing all this, like a nurse who nurses a child of somebody, she nurses, of course, everything. With all that, she knows that heart of hearts, child is not hers, you see. She only does it for the sake of keep taking money. Similarly, we should in the world pay off our debts, you see. Love them, because God has united you. But all the same, we remain in air-conditioned rooms. This air room, this is a building, let it be air-conditioned. And that will only be air-conditioned if you become self-centered. These are things, you see, not given directly in the books. Those who have got practical experience, they know where the shoe pinches, you see. With all our effort, we try to do. We like to be chaste, we like to be chaste, we like to be. Without that, we are not chaste. Chastity in mind, word and deed. They all things depend on soul, attention. If your attention is self-centered, then who can affect you? You become an air conditioner. These are practical things pointed out to you, you see. Keep notes. If you read all through the scriptures, you find, not find directly like that. Reference are there. You have now read that thing, Lord speaks, Buddha speaks, all say something. So main thing is just to save you from all that. Don't look into the eyes of others. That will save you. You can see, look in only eyes of one who is self-centered. Don't touch anyone. You will be saved. If you are self-centered, you won't have the influence of others. If not, you will have influence from everybody. Beware, you see, if you don't get the company of a competent postmaster like that, remain all aloof. And pay off your debts, God has united you. Love the people, humanity, because they are children of God, you see. For the sake of the love of God, you love everybody. So for that you are not to leave the world and go to the deserted places, you see. You have to learn swimming while in water. You follow my points? Very important point. Just grasp and try to put in more time in your meditation. By that only you become self-centered and be able to, what you say, just have victory all over these failures. Achha bhai, ये बातें हैं नहायत जरूरी. इन्हीं को समझना है. कोई समझ आई तो होगी. मेरे ख्याल में आई है तो अमल लाओ. अमल के लिए करना होगा. फिर मैं कहूँ भजन रोज करो. रोटी नहीं खाओ जब तक भजन नहीं करो. डायरी रखो ताकि कुछ शॉर्टकट हो जाए और भजन से बुनियाद कटी जाए. और कोई ना ये जो रोज इन गला फाड़ फाड़ कहा जाए इसका कुछ मतलब है भाई. यहाँ ना तुम कुछ बनो नहीं तो और जगह थोड़ी है. माफ कर इतनी चीजें खोल कर कहीं नहीं समझाई जाती. समझाई जाती है जाकर देखो. पुराने तार सुनाएंगे को गाना बजाना ये होगा फलाना. ठीक है गा लो मगर समझो वो क्या कहते. आप जिन भाइयों ने जाना जाओ. शब टाइम हो गया काफी. 10 बज गया. 2-3 बैठ जब भी.